you must direct them towards the red panel on the wall near the big screen. Thank you.
Dear members of GNR Scientific Council, dear colleagues, friends, ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor and great pleasure to welcome you in our institute, in our scientific town, and open the 122nd session of our council. So I would like to ask Alexander Sorin, the newly elected Chief Scientific Secretary of Institute, and at the same time Scientific Secretary of our Scientific Council, to tell about the list of participants of this meeting. Yes, please, Alexander.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in announcing the list of participants, let me, by tradition, omit the titles and positions in the presentations. Members of the Scientific Council with a right to vote. Sepel Dorj Batar, Mongolia. Catalin Borcea, Romania. Mieczyslav Budzinski, Poland. Luisa Cifarelli, Italy. Angelina Diaz Garcia, Cuba. Anna Dubnichkova, Slovakia. Sidney Gallis, France. Boris Viktorovich Grinev, Ukraine. Mikhail Gnatich, Slovakia. Peter Yeni, Germany. Gonchin Dorj Hunhe Nhu, Mongolia. Arsen Hvidelidze has the power to attend this session with a voting right as a plenipotentiary of Georgia. Gennady Nikolaevich Kulipanov, Russia. Angela Maggiora, Italy. Sergei Afanasyevich Maksimenko, Belarus. Viktor Anatolyevich Matveyev, Russia. Joint Institute for Nuclear Research. Joachim Mnich, Germany. Danish Lajos Nagy, Hungary. Nguyen Mat Shat, Russia. Vietnam. Vietnam, and the second position at Geneva Laboratory of Nuclear Problems. Georgi Samvilovich Pagasyan, Armenia. Igor Povar, Moldova. Eliezer Rabinovich, Israel. Valery Anatolievich Rubakov, Russia. Krzysztof Rusek, Poland. Anar Rustamov has the power to attend this session with a voting right as a plenipotentiary of Azerbaijan. Boris Yurievich Sharkov, Joint Institute for Nuclear Research. Michel Spiro, France. Horst Stocker, Germany. Chavdar Stoyanov, Bulgaria. Georg Stratton, Romania. Василий Иванович Тражев, Белорус. Николай Тончев, Болгария. Николай Евгеньевич Тюрин, Россия. Чан Дик Тхиен, Вьетнам. Михаил Валигурский, Поланд. Иван Вильгельм, Чех Репаблик. Максим Владимирович Здоровец, Казахстан. Геннадий Михайлович Зиновьев, Ukraine. Attending the session as ex-officio members of the Scientific Council are members of the Directorate of Joint Institute for Nuclear Research and the directors of the GNR laboratories. It is my special honor to welcome plenipotentiaries of GNR member state, Stanislav Dubnička, Slovakia, Grigory Vladimirovich Trubnikov, Russia, and GNR Program Advisory Committee are represented by Marek Levitovich, France, Danish Lajos Nagy, Hungary, Itzhak Tseruya, Israel, experts, speakers and guests invited to participate in this session are Maxim Nikolaevich Danilov, Deputy Head of the Dubna Administration, Dmitry Vladimirovich Fursayev, Rector of International University of Nature, Society and Man, Dubna, So Bon Kim, Professor of National University of Seoul, South Korea, Vyacheslav Borisovich Mukhin, Dubna, Mayor of Dubna, Koichiro Nishikawa, High Acceleration Center Research Organization, KEK, Japan, Ifan Wang, Professor of Institute of High Energy Physics, China. Thank you.
Thank you, Alexander. Dear colleagues, I deeply regret to inform you that our close colleague, Valery Kantsev, chairman of GNR Program Advisory Committee for Condensed Matter Physics during the years 2008-2017, died on 2 April of this year, and he was an outstanding Moldovan scientist, full member of Moldovan Academy of Sciences, and he greatly contributed as a member of academic our scientific council and program advisory committee chairman to the activity of Joint Institute for Nuclear Research. I ask you to commemorate Professor Valery Kantsev with a minute of silent appreciation, please. Thank you. Dear colleagues, it is my great pleasure to give a floor to co-chairman of our Scientific Council, Professor Michel Oligorsky. Please.
Thank you very much for this introduction. Good morning, colleagues, dear colleagues. And we are now, you are familiar with the agenda, I understand, because you have it in front of you. And I'll be entertaining questions or comments on the agenda. Do we have any questions or comments on the agenda? I see none, so I take it that we can approve of the agenda. Is there anybody who has a comment? No. Having seen no comments, I take it that the council has approved the agenda. Having approved the agenda, we go back to Academician Matveev for his comments on the director's report.
Dear colleagues, dear members of GNR Scientific Council, first of all, I would like to once more to welcome you in our institute and in our scientific town. We are trying to prepare weather as much as best as possible, so at least big rain finished, and I hope that everything will be fine. So in my talk, I will present information on the highlights of the beginning of this year. Also, we'll tell at least in some most important moments on the decisions and considerations of the GNR Committee of Plenipotentiaries for Institute, which took place on 27-28 March of this year. Also, we'll tell about some current research activities of GNR, some selected results, and list major some events in brief and summary. Let me start with saying that this year is a very special year because it's the first year of newly approved by the Committee of Plenipotentiaries 7-year plan for development of our institute. And the scope of the GNR scientific program, ambitious tasks and projects, which assumes corresponding high level of international cooperation and integration into the global and first of all of the European research programs, allows us to say that GNR enters into the new era of its development. In that respect, let me to quote some words which were pronounced by the ambassador of the European Union to the Russian Federation. He told that, as ambassador of the European Union to the Russian Federation, I would like to note with pleasure that today contacts between Dubna and European Union scientific communities are much diversified and sound, and furthermore, they are growing in number. I hope that the Joint Institute will continue its ambitious international activities, and we will be destined to see new horizons in science and diplomacy. So we are very pleased to hear that statement and the committee, the meeting of Committee of Plenipotentiaries. So, of course, we are very proud to say once again about the inauguration of ceremony of the new elements with atomic numbers 115 as Moscovium, 117 Tennessee, and 118 Oganesson. So, and there is just one slide which shows moments of this inauguration which took place in the Central House of Scientists in Moscow. So, and at this inauguration ceremony were our leaders of institutions which are partners of this discovery of the super heavy elements from Lvov, Oak Ridge, and from many places. So it's really a great moment to show. Now, I would like to mention about signing of the agreement on GNR NFN cooperation, which took place on 12 April in the Embassy of Italy in Moscow. You see here that we signed this in the presence of President of Italian Republic, Signor Mattarella. We were very pleased, honored that he were present at signing of this very important new agreement. So also I'd like to mention the first meeting of the working group on the BRICS countries on the research infrastructure and mega science project. So somehow our institute serves like a coordinator in that direction. And this meeting took place in Dubna on 15-16 May of this year. And this gives a bright example of how large international scientific cooperation can be the basis for a more global interaction of scientists. Now, session of Committee of Plenipotentiaries took place in Dubna on 27-28 March of this year, and session was chaired by the Plenipotentiary of the Republic of Bulgaria, Professor Lachizar Kostov. And the agenda of this meeting included discussion of results of GNR activities in the last year and recommendation of the 121st session of the GNR Scientific Council in February of this year. So also it considered implementations of the 7-year plan for the development of GNR during the last 7-year period. It was done by Nikolai Rusakovich. Next, execution of GNR budget in the last year. It was presented by Chief Sergei Dotsenko, also we considered and discussed results of the meetings of the meeting of the GNR Financial Committee held on 24-25 March of this year, which it was presented by plenipotentiary of Georgia, Republic of Georgia, Fidelidze. Also, we consider proposals of Finance Committee for the selection of a company for auditing the financial activities of GNR for the year 2016, and also was presented by Fidelidze. Also, it was considered endorsement of the appointment of the vice directors, the chief scientific secretary and chief engineer of GNR. Also, it was done by election of the additional membership of scientific council. Rusakovich presented it, and also committee of plenipotentiaries heard the scientific report New Arrivals from Stability Island of Super Heavy Elements, presented by Yuri Aganisyan. Very shortly about decision. So maybe the most important, well, let's say, for at least for Directorate and for you, is that the progress, it was mentioned that the progress in the civil construction work of the Nika Collider building, the successful commissioning of the linear accelerator of heavy ions, HILAC, the official start of assembling and testing line for superconducting magnets, and active efforts towards the preparation of the technical design report and mass production of multi-port detector elements. Also, it was mentioned the approval by IUPAC of the names and use of the new super heavy elements, Moscovium, Tennessee, and Aganison. And also it will mention the good progress of the installation of DC-280 cyclotron with its major technological systems in the building under consideration of the factory of super heavy elements. The special talk on the progress and completion construction of factory of super heavy elements will be presented here by Sergei Dmitriev, and I will not elaborate on that more. The high energy, high quality scientific results obtained in at the spectrometers of IBR2 research facility and the progress of implementation of users program at the Frank Laboratory of Neutron Physics and its further development. And at last, new results achieved in the field of information technology and achievements in the development of GNR educational program. So, and as I already told, that implementation of the previous seven-year plan was presented at scientific and committee plenipotentiaries by Nikolai Rusakovich. Maybe most important that CP recognized that the objectives of the seven-year plan in the area of major facilities had been achieved by GNR. So I will not repeat maybe what I told before. So, and also committee considered, noted the balanced execution of the budget in the 2016 in conditions of incomplete and unstable receipt of budget revenue, which happened last year. So I will not, committee resolved to continue improving the procurement activities of GNR, which should facilitate effective work and timely fulfillment of obligations for the implementation of the project. Committee discuss the situation with industrial return to member states in 2016. It commissioned the GNR Directorate to continue work towards securing the right of industrial return to each member states in an amount of at least 20% of its contribution on the basis of GNR competitive procedures. So it also appealed to the plenipotentiaries of the member states to take measures for timely payment of contributions in a full as prescribed by the Charter and the Financial Protocol of GNR. I should say that this all consideration, discussions, and work bring very important results. And I very shortly say that there is a great progress with GNR budget revenue in this year. All countries, mostly all countries, fulfilled completely, and sometimes even their contribution also paid some debts, and especially I would like to mention Russian Federation, who bring special funding for NICA project. I would like to mention that Based on the results of secret ballot, the Committee of Plenipotentiaries endorsed the appointment of Alexander Sorin as the Chief Scientific Secretary of GNR and Boris Gikal as the Chief Engineer of GNR until the completion of the term of office of GNR Director on 1st January of 2022. You may see those. Our colleagues and also Committee of Plenipotentiaries thanked GNR Chief Scientific Secretary Rusakovich and Chief Engineer Grigory Shirkov for many years of their successful work as a members of GNR Directorate for their contributions to the results achieved by the Institute and to the development of international scientific collaboration. Now you No, but I would like to announce it officially that Grigory Trubnikov, previous Vice Director of Institute, academician, full academician of Russian Academy of Sciences, was now appointed by the new plenipotentiary of government of the Russian Federation of GNR. We are very pleased, very honored that he is now taking part in this meeting. So, but perhaps you knew that he was considered as one of the Vice Director of Institute for the new five-year period, but it was changed. So because of that, Committee of Plenipotentiaries postponed the appointment of the new candidates for the positions of three Vice Directors of GNR until the session of committee in the March of this of the next year. So for 1 year shift. So of course it's allowed me to extend the terms in office of GNR Vice Director Slednitsky and Vice Director Mikhail Itkis. So, and maybe we will, I will not elaborate on that because it's a rather sensitive area. Now, also, committee made by election of the additional member scientific council. Committee elected Professor Li Jianyang from Institute of Plasma Physics of the Chinese Academy of Sciences, Hefei, as a new member of GINR Scientific Council. So we are very glad to present that he, at the next session, he will be present as a member of our meeting. So the Committee of Plenipotentiaries highly appreciated the report New arrivals from Stability Island of superheavy elements presented by Yuri Oganesyan, scientific leader of the Fluorov Laboratory of Nuclear Reaction. Very shortly about the research program in the area of high energy physics. So let me start with that when we speak about fundamental physics and high energy physics, so we always say about the frontiers, very most important frontiers like energy frontier, intensity frontier, cosmic frontier. So our institute somehow participating in a global international project, take part in all of them. So, but for us specifically as institute, very important that we are working on a high density baryonic matter frontier. That's because of Project NICA. NICA is included nowadays in the S3 roadmap of 2016 and in the new PEC long range plan for, it was done at 2017. So as a very important project on the intersection of problems of particle physics and nuclear physics. So, and well known to you diagrams of describing the physics of super dense baryonic matter, and you may see that by the results of theoreticians Rand, Drap and Clemens, so expressed in a white book. So NICA area, NICA parameters just belong to maybe the most important area on the phase diagram, which gives us very great possibility to study, to have a possibility to study phase transitions and critical phenomena in quark gluon plasma. And this is a top priority for the NICA program. I will not speak much about NICA program because there will be presented, there will be a talk by director of this laboratory and the leader of this project by Vladimir Kikilidze. So he will present all details on the status and progress in that. But very shortly, of course, there is a schedule for Zenica construction, so, and I will not say about that because it will be in the talk by Kikilidze, and also maybe very shortly express that concluding remarks expressed on the Nika mega project. So Nika complex has a potential for competitive research in dense baryonic matter and spin physics, and also it gives construction of accelerator complex is going well in close cooperation with our colleagues in Novosibirsk, Budkin Institute for Nuclear Physics. Also the construction of both detectors, baryonic matter at nucleotron, at its fixed target area zone of the complex, and also detectors MPD is going close to the schedule. Project Nika got recognition as a part of European research infrastructure, and Nika got a status of mega project developed at Russian Federation with additional corresponding funding. So it really comes. So and Nika is open for the new participants. Okay, just one slide which shows situation on with civil construction on the territory of Laboratory of High Energy Physics. So already 42 hundreds of piles are almost pressed in concrete works, which are in progress. So you have a possibility, maybe if you find the time, to see the real situation on this construction. So now, when it will start to talk about strategic goals of particle physics and astrophysics, so which has a goal to formation of the new modern picture of the world, of universe, so, and these goals more or less are developed in the framework of Zhirepov Laboratory of Nuclear Problems. So, and because of that, you can explain the list of tasks and the projects for the 7-year plan for the years 2017-2023. So very shortly, if to speak about that, что ambitious tasks and the projects are following. In Neutrino program, Baikal GVD gigaton volume detector, detection of ultra-high energy cosmic neutrinos. In projects Juno and Nova experiments, the mass study of mass hierarchy and CP violation problems. In experiments at Kalinin nuclear power plant, search for sterile neutrino magnetic moments and coherent scattering at detectors DANS, GEMMA, NU, GEM. In direct search for new physics, in collaboration with collaboration Atlas in LHC, so obtaining unique experimental results within the program aimed at verification of the standard model in search for physics phenomena beyond the standard model. In flamer sector, it's indirect search achievements of the upper limits for muon to electron conversion at the level of 6 times 10 to the power minus 17 in the mu2e experiment in Fermilab and Comet experiment in Japan. So in the years 2020-2023. So and our basic new basic facility of institute is Baikal gigaton volume underwater deep underwater detector at Lake Baikal. You may see the parameters to the left of this program, and already we have installed two complexes of photo multipliers in that lake. So, and already receive information. So, and we have already some indication of existence, really very interesting phenomena with a very high energy of neutrinos, so which indicate possibility to study tasks of neutrino astronomy. Just one slide showing, illustrating the place where we are doing and developing experimental programs at Kalinin Atomic Power Station in Tver. I have no time to say more details. Maybe we need to present special talk at the scientific council on this part of our scientific program of the institute. But very shortly, some summary of most important results obtained GNR in framework of international community cooperation. So precise measurement of angle theta 13 and delta m squared 32 in Dia Bay, discovery of Geonutrina in Borgsina, observation, new mu to new tau oscillation in opera experiment, establishment of the best limits on the existence of sterile neutrino at Dia Bay, and the getting of first hints for neutrino mass hierarchy at NOVA, best limits on neutrino magnetic moments in GEMA 2, best limits on Majorana neutrino mass in SuperNEMA and GERDA, and two GVD complexes have already been installed, and Baikal, the first astrophysical event of ultra-high energy neutrino already is here, and also I would like to mention progress of work at new lab at Kalinin Station. My colleagues wanted very much that I will show you just one slide illustrating our close cooperation with big projects at LHC and JEP laboratory, especially prepared such a slide illustrating the meeting devoted to the 25th anniversary of the world's largest collaboration, ATLAS, and where we are participated from the very beginning. So, and now, another area of activity, it's physics of super heavy elements and exotic nuclei. So we're very proud that the last period, seventh period of the Mendeleev table completely filled with super heavy elements discovered here in Dubna in cooperation with our American colleagues. And because of that, so our 7-year plan for the future develops, express a number of very important tasks. And let us start that heavy ion physics is the most rapidly developing area of the nuclear physics at low and intermediate energies. And we are going to study synthesis of super heavy elements and study of their chemical and nuclear properties. So also would like to perform a synthesis of new nuclei, nucleids in the heavy nuclei region and study of their properties. Also study nuclear structure of elements of the second 100, investigate questions connected with complete fusion reactions at massive nuclei and study mechanisms of reactions with stable and radioactive nuclei, search for new decay models. It's very shortly. So just illustration, Dmitriev will tell in more details, so just illustrate our ambitious program for development and fulfillment of DRIPS 3 project complex, so which contains mostly all elements of this program. And here from Tel-Aviv is just a super heavy element factory. And because there will be talk by Sergei Dmitriev, I will just very shortly indicate some illustrations. So in talk, by the way, given by Yuri Aganisyan at the Institute for Nuclear Physics of Moscow State University, which was called Nuclear at the Mass Limits and Discovery of Superheavy Elements. So just shown such a picture that now here we are, let's say, which using bombarding element nuclide calcium 48. So we have now like have such a convenient escalator, but the moving for more heavy super heavy elements, of course, we have to work out the new mechanism, new ways how to do that. So it's really a difficult task, and there are in the world a number of advanced institutions in Berkeley, GANIL, Helmholtz, Lanzhou, Institute in China, RIKEN in Japan, so who will move in that direction, competing one with another, but we have some advantages of GNR. So I will not maybe to list all of them, but just will show that, just flash some few slides. For example, the experimental hall for Xi factory is already completed, so, and cyclotron DC installed inside, and there is a progress with development of spectrometers, and Dmitriev will tell in details, I will show very shortly, and Dmitriev complete consideration of this direction of activity. Now, shortly, situation with condensed matter physics, which includes, of course, consideration such a direction of activity like neutron scattering experiments, nuclear structure, studies, life science problems, including radiobiology, astrobiology, nuclear ecology, cosmic medicine, etc. Of course, that's to show that, of course, impulse breeder reactor, fast neutron reactor, IBR2, working very stable, and it allows one to develop and very good running user program. You may see some characteristics of how this program is working. For example, even in the first half of this year, we already have more than 100 proposals submitted from 17 countries and 57 visitors who suggested this new experiments, and we have 101 accepted proposals. So it's really good working user program, which could be etalon of the development of such a users programs and other direction of activity of GNR. So let me to say that there are known world trends in neutron scattering, and there are in the world 23 world neutron research centers. So, and GNR, IBR2 or GNR is included in the 20 years European strategic research program in the field of neutron scattering. So and scientific research at the spectrometers of GNR reactor follows most the modern trends and keeping us with the world's competition. So just one illustration of progress with development of new spectrometers, and some illustration of results on development of RN facility, neutron generator on the beam of electrons. So, and also we'll just very shortly mention very active work with using international conferences, schools, meetings coming in that laboratory. It's really a point of attraction of interest from all the world on that. Now, very shortly about our programs in modern radiobiology. So you may see on these slides different directions of activity of our laboratory of radiation biology. You see it's very, very extended, very modern program. And our 7-year plan includes a number of main tasks for studies of in the framework of this laboratory. What would be, I would like just maybe not elaborate on all of that, but just attract attention to the last point is astrobiological research, which will be focused on the problems that is central for understanding of the production of the prebiotic compounds underlying the formation of the living systems. What is primary for the origin of life, genetics, or metabolism? So just to say that it's really one of the directions which very closely connected with fundamental problem, origin of life on the Earth. So because of that, just one slide showing the studying of these prebiotic elements on meteorites. But it needs to speak special talk by specialist, which will express in all details maybe this direction of activity. So now, by the way, I would like just to mention that in October of this year, we are planning to have international conference on modern problems of general and space radiobiology, which we are organizing in cooperation with Russian Academy of Science, special division on division on biology. And the main topics of this conference are expressed here. So, and in fact, we have really very great achievement closely cooperating with such a very advanced organization as Division of Biology of Russian Academy of Sciences. So, going to information technologies and computing. And this really one of the important activity of our institute and laboratory on information technologies, one of the basic laboratories, and which is now became very important for the whole direction of research activities in our institute and also in framework of institute and DUMNE, and also in the framework of international cooperation abroad. Very shortly about that, of course, nowadays any large-scale projects will fail without a distributed infrastructure and the big data analytics for data processing. And let me just to mention that on the festivity dedicated to receiving the Nobel Prize for discovery of Higgs boson, former CERN director, General Professor Rolf Dieter Heuer, directly called the grid technologies one of the three pillars of success, alongside with the LHC accelerator and physical instrumentation. So we're using this experience, so, and one of the main tasks of the 7-year plan is to develop the multifunctional information and computing complex. You may see different elements of this very big task, and especially would like to concentrate attention on the tier one and tier two elements of that, and GNR participation in the worldwide LHC computing grid is plays a very important role, and GNR grid tier one is one of the 7 leading world centers for large-scale processing of experimental and event modeling data coming from tier zero from CERN for CMS experiment. So, and in fact, this informational and computing laboratory develop methods which allow us to help to work of service to many experiments as in DUBNA, as abroad, where we participate as a principal participants of this collaboration. So, and also this laboratory also started in very actively working on development of using these methods and development of for experiments in NICA program. So it uses integration of various resources from NICA and multifunctional computing complex aimed at the development of computer infrastructure of NICA. So it's really a big part of this work, and it's very going and very well going ahead. GNR Cloud development, so shown, illustrated on this, and it plays, would like to say, a very important role for our integration, our cooperation with computer centers of member states. Now, very shortly about the theoretical physics at GNR, which can concentrated mostly in Bogolyubov Laboratory of Theoretical Physics, one of the most famous laboratories of theoretical physics in the world. So, and we on these slides presented a number of major directions of activity in framework of that laboratory, which includes quantum field theory and particle physics, including support of programs of major international collaborations with GNR participation like LHC, RIG, FAIR, etc., and those of GNR basic facilities, primary the NICA MPD. Nuclear physics, properties of unstable and exotic nuclei, which are the goal of experimental projects with radioactive ion beams, and also studying of problems of nuclear astrophysics theoretical studies. Also, it's a theory of condensed matter, and now it is very well-developing direction of activity in framework of this laboratory, and modern mathematical physics. There are special big conferences and roundtables. By the way, I would like to mention well-known, famous roundtable organized together with active participation of our Italian colleagues and precisely Embassy of Italy in Moscow, which helps to prepare such meetings which attract attention of the outstanding theorists of the world, physicists. Now, shortly about educational programs, which these programs aimed at implementing the goal attracting youth to science by different methods, different ways. So, and major GNR Educational Center educational activities include outreach programs for school students and teachers. By the way, with for teachers, and we are working very in close cooperation with CERN, and also preparation of qualification works at bachelor, master, and PhD level. Also, we practice international student practice at GNR, have a summer students programs where participants are chosen by competition. We have a special training programs for engineers. And in 2017, GNR has addressed the Russian government to join the system of defending thesis of GNR and assigning the GNR PhD degrees. Let me just maybe to in 2017, GNR has applied to the Russian government to be allowed to participate in the competition, giving the right of issue its own diploma of assigning GNR PhD degree. And we has got this right by the government decision issued on 23 August of this year. And this only for our institution received this permission. So it's very important, and it requires to really serious work preparation to use this right. So, but it's a great honor to issue our own diploma, PhD, etc. So, and we in performing educational program, we cooperate also very actively with the most strongest university on the territory of Russia, and including Moscow State University, Moscow Physical Tech Institute, Moscow Engineer Physical Institute, Kazan University, St. Petersburg University, and others, so, and also Dubna University. There are some numbers which indicate, which illustrate GNR University Center activities this year. So, and also I would like to mention open educational web resources, which is now very actively are developing in our institute, including multimedia exposition of the GNR facilities, also NICA Universe in the Lab video lesson, which was presented for the first time by our colleagues Grigory Trubnikov. So it was very successful, by the way. So, and now we receive many suggestions for prolongation of such an experience. So also produced virtual laboratories, also now we're preparing such open lecture for in the field of heavy ion physics, etc. By the way, just illustrate and gives an address of where this lecture can be now found. So, but it was presented in all Russian schools just one day. Now, very shortly about some important events this year. First of all, high-level visits to GNR. An official delegation of Arab Agency on Atomic Energy and a group of specialists from Zambia, Egypt, Oman, Serbia were on a reference visit to GNR. It was happened on 17 till 21 April of this year. So the signing of the protocol was held to the Memorandum of Understanding on 21st December last year on a mutual understanding between GNR and Arab Atomic Energy Agency, which includes 15 states of Asia and Africa. And this memorandum is working. So also visit of Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary of the Republic of Paraguay happened accompanied by the representatives of the Rosatom State Corporation on a visit to GNR, 27 April this year. Minister of Economy of the Slovak Republic, Minister of Educational Science, Research and Sport. And their accompanying person were on the visit to GNR on 27 April of this year. A delegation of the Embassy of Italy headed by the Ambassador Extraordinary Plenipotentiary of the Italian Republic in the Russian Federation, Cesario Maria Regaglini, on the visit to GINR. So on the 26th May of this year. So, and GNR days in Bulgaria, I would like to show this illustration, which happened on 16th, 19th May of this year. And some events connected, for example, with celebration of 60th anniversary of the Georgi Florov Laboratory of Nuclear Reactions. It was happening on 17th May of this. International seminar dedicated to the 60th anniversary of the synchropositron launching and the 110th anniversary of the birth of Wechsler. It was on the 21st April this year and some other event. And also Russian-Cuban cooperation is in progress, we'd like to show. It's on August 22, the GNR delegation participated in the second meeting of the Russian-Cuban Working Group on cooperation in the field of science, technology, environment, and the Russian Deputy Minister of Education and Science, the plenipotentiary of the government of Russian Federation, GNR academician Grigory Trubnikov, co-chaired this meeting, so you may see these slides. Also, there was a number of events connected with propaganda of advanced science to the young, to people, children. So, for example, first channel of Russian TV, so May performed one of the action in Dubna, and you may see some illustration how our schoolboys of our Dubna school participated in that activity, whose intention is to attract attention of very small people in the schools to the existence of such a great, interesting direction of activity like science. Ну и at finishing, I will say that GNR is proved is unique for its first tested trinity of multidisciplinary basic research, international cooperation, and interplay of research and education. And as a summary, so ideas born and initiated in Dubna constitute the basis of the new 7-year plan for GNR development. Very shortly, like Bogolyubov-Baldin discussion, quantum chromodynamics, relativistic ion physics, Florov-Oganessian nuclear physics, Frank Shapiro neutron physics, and Pantokoro-Markov neutrino physics. No, and inclusion to the European Science Forum Research Infrastructure Consortium, to the neutrino global network, to the world family of high flux neutron source, to the global big work played very important role for our activity, and we also pay attention to CARE and strengthening partnership with CERN, FAIR, DOE laboratories, NFN laboratories, South Africa, for instance, also some new programs, future programs developed, discussed in CERN, etc. Just few slides, maybe very shortly, about that. You remember that by your recommendations, we formed working group for development of strategic long-range plan for GNR, which has been, group has been established in 2016, because 7-year plan, of course, very important, but we have to see, have a vision beyond this plan, because we have to see, for example, if just to say about one example, impulse fast neutron reactor IBR2 also has very well known limit of its work, and we have to think above that, but it goes out of 7-year plan. So, and this first composition of the working group shown here, so, and it's open for everybody who, from member states, from scientific council of our institute to contribute to here, just the beginning, and the scientific technical committee of our institute considered this work and make some decision which in that directions also there was special meeting of directorate of institute and which expressed the necessity of discuss this problem, this long-range program also in laboratories, in scientific technical councils of laboratories, etc. So, and I will stop here present at this meeting, one of the co-chairmen of this working group, Boris Sharkovsky. If there would be any interest in it, he may express it in more details. Thank you. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much, Academician Matveev. Are there any general questions? There will be further presentations presenting various aspects, but if there's any general questions to our director, they're invited now. Okay, no. Okay, please, Michel.
Thank you, Victor, for this fascinating presentation. Clearly, the prospect of Dubna are very, very strong. We see that now GINR is a lab which is open to the world and which is very attractive to many people, to many scientists. At CERN, there is a plot where you see the map of the world, and for each country, we have the status of the country, whether it is member, associate, cooperation agreement, or observer, or nothing. And we have a table with the number of users of this country, the number of users of CERN, using CERN facility, of this country. And this is updated about at least once a year, maybe more. I think it would be useful for GINR to have such a map of the world with the status of connection to GINR and the number of users, because the attractivity of GINR all over the world can be seen by comparing each year the number of users and the status of the country compared to GINR. So this is just a suggestion to implement. Maybe you have such a plot, I don't know, such a slide, but this would be certainly very useful for us to measure the attractivity of GINR over outside, I mean, on all institutes and so on.
Thank you. In fact, you made a very important statement. Of course, to analyze our situation really and which we faced in the nearest future, realizing our project, and especially when we are discussing plans above the 7-year plan, this long, of course, we have to very carefully analyze situation with users' existing potential, and we understand that without necessary amount of intellectual power, we will not develop doesn't maybe even very good ideas, but without having such. And we now understand, for example, for the NICA project, for example, specifically, so it is not funding problems, it's intellectual power problems, especially of the young people, is most important. So, and we always remember statement by the member of scientific council, maybe sometimes expressed in a soft voice, let's say that, so intellectual power attracting new participants, new, especially young people, so maybe one of the important problems for institute. So it's really so, and we have to have to work a lot in that direction. So thank you.
Any further questions? Please.
Thank you for this very nice presentation. And following Michel Spiro's comment, I think it would be also very nice if GINR could launch an international newsletter, Facebook page, and so on, for the visibility of this laboratory, as CERN does, for instance, in English and in Russian. You choose the language and give us the news of not only scientific, but, for instance, President Mattarella witnessing the agreement of Italy and GINR, and so INFN and GINR, and so on. I think this would be very useful for what was said about the visibility, the international visibility of your laboratory.
Thank you. It's really very important. So we are just at the beginning of, we understand the importance of that. We try now to prepare some materials which will illustrate activity on and possibility. So, and even trying, as I told, for example, even for young children at school, maybe, but it has to be done in a more wide circle, in the framework of all our member states and abroad, etc. Because, and in that sense, we sometimes discuss such approach together with Director General of CERN. So we have to learn their experience, which is very, very good. So, and this very nowadays very important element of activity, and what we also cannot be satisfied with what is done now, but we have to really very attentively think and act in that direction. So thank you for such a great advice. So thank you.
Further questions? Okay, first you and then. Okay, then. Okay.
Victor, thank you very much for this nice overview of ongoing and success at GNR. I would like to come back to one of your last slides about the strategic plan. I didn't really understood if it is ongoing, building a new strategic plan, or is there a timeline? I really missed that point. What is your...
It is just started.
Okay.
So in fact, what we have to discuss in openly, let's say, with laboratories, with community institutes, so we receive so many opinions which sometimes contradict one another. So we are so faced with that, so we started to really with a problem, we have to formulate the way of discussing such as things, so, and also before we may express it, for example, for a scientific council. And so, and Boris Sharkov, whom I already indicated, maybe now or after can comment on that, so.
Who was first? Okay, Sharkov. Please.
Just answer your question. It's ongoing activity, and at the moment we decided to move it on the level of the laboratories. There are active discussions in the laboratories, and then in the next step, the laboratories will come up with some kind of the executive summaries. And to compose the sub-working group on every directions. At this slide of director, it was shown that the topics, the teams are already identified, and laboratories are going to along these teams. And the next step, they will compose these groups and invite the experts not only from GNR, but wider, involve the international community.
Victor, when I took over GSI 10 years ago, the first thing I did is I established an international graduate school, Higher for Fair. Higher is not just higher, but also heavy iron research for Fair. Within a couple of years, literally within a couple of years, we had 350 graduate students. But we didn't put them directly into GSI, but we had co-agreements with 25 German and a handful of international universities for so-called co-tutel. So you give a PhD degree from a university and the other university. Jointly. I can only tell you that I would be delighted to help you doing a similar step. We have all the documents, everything is in English, was approved by Helmholtz, was supported by Helmholtz, actually with a rather moderate amount, like 5% of our budget. But 350 young people within a couple of years. And I think by this joint movement, tying also the university research groups with their students into the GSI program, it really gave a big push for this. I'm not saying you have to do this, I just want to offer this. The second thing I would like to say is with the laboratories, I think the scientific council here is on a very high level of flight. I think it would be healthy if something like such an advisory body would also exist for the separate laboratories for the future. Just
thank you, Horst, for the great example of how to you have we heard about this plan of cooperation with school, with university. So it's really we have to use this experience. Definitely, we are discussing, but not yet came close, let's say, to petition. But it's really we heard being in GSI talk on that. So it's really very important for us to go to use such an approach also. And also thank you for your advice in the following. So maybe Virgin wanted to comment or
for the question. I think we should have no more than one last question. Okay, please.
Thank you. I would like to express my gratitude to your report and to congratulate you not only to the report but to the results that was obtained by the laboratories, by the people here in the institute. I think that it was clearly declared that it is the international situation and the international position of Joint Institute when it is collaborating very intensively with different countries, with different organizations and institutions. I think that the step when NICA was introduced into the ESFRI strategic forum of the Europe, it is really probably the most important step because it was introduced not only to the scientific community, but into the so-called literary point of view. My very simple question is, congratulations, and the simple question is, what do you plan to have the next step, how to intensify the communication with the European Union and the European community of scientists?
Thank you for questions, and maybe just one of a possibility. We now discussing with directorate and specifically with Director General of CERN, for example, possibility of moving in two directions. So, of course, Dubna historically introduced and participating up to now in many global projects of CERN, but now CERN understands that in some direction it can bring qualitative support to work, for example, in NICA, let's say, program. And we are getting better understanding of that importance and already work out specifically movement. For example, we already received some technologies from CERN for MPD detectors and et cetera. So, but I think it's just one example, but we think we have to really work out maybe some plan for acting in that direction because there is many possibilities which may be not yet well completely used, let's say, realized. So thank you for your advice to think about that constantly.
Thank you very much. I think we want to close the discussion. We are sort of, we have to keep our time. Thank you for the questions. Let's thank the speaker once again. And it's almost coffee time, but not quite, because we need to appoint the editing board for the resolution of the Scientific Council. And we also need to appoint the committee for the election of the director of the Bogolubov Laboratory of Theoretical Physics. So I would ask our secretary to suggest the candidates for the two committees, starting with the editing board.
So let me present list of agreed members of Scientific Council and suggest these names. So for editing committee, Peter Yeni, Igor Povar, and Luisa Cifarelli.
I wish to thank the candidates for agreeing to do this work, and now I'd ask the council to approve of these candidates. Do I have any comments on that? I see no, so I take it that that we have approved the three members of the editing committee, who are Peter Yeni, Igor Popa, and Luisa Cifarelli. Thank you very much. Now we go to... And now it's the election committee. This is a very important part of our activity. And I again ask, ask Dr. Sorin for his candidates.
So let me present list of agreed the members of Scientific Council to participate in election committee. Eliezer Rabinovich, Gennady Mikhail Zinoviev, and Katalin Borcha.
Thank you. Again, any comments or any suggestions for other candidates? This is a very important theoretical physics laboratory. Do I see any suggestions? I see none. So I take it that the council has approved the three candidates, who are Eliza Rabinovici from Israel, Gennady Zinoviev from Ukraine, and Katalin Borcea from Romania. Thank you. So we have... okay, now we can have coffee. When do we meet? I suggest we meet at... Is half past okay, or...? We meet at 11:30. At 11:30, then we reconvene. So it's a little bit less than 20 minutes. Thank you.
Я не знаю, там...